Martha Mayhem and the Witch from the Ditch. Written by Joanne Owen and read by Amy Enticknap. It was almost midnight on the eve of Halloween Eve. The air was frosty. The moon was as full and fat as a ball of creamy cheese, and all was calm in the village of Cherry Hills Bottom. You could practically see a string of silent Zeds rising from the roofs as everyone slept as quiet and cosy as hamsters in a huddle. Well, it wasn't completely quiet. On the far edge of the village, out beyond Raspberry Road and Lumpy Lane and past Foxglove Field, an odd buzzing noise was bursting from the house at the end of the lane. In the attic room of that house at the end of the lane, Martha Mayhem flipped over for about the 50th time that night, releasing another stream of buzzes from her busy brain. Buzz, buzz, buzz it went, like a swarm of extremely excited bees. Buzz, 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 over and over again. It usually took 3 stories, 1 hot chocolate and counting 352 goats for Martha to fall asleep. But tonight, after reading 8 stories, slurping 3 hot chocolates and counting at least 521 goats, 683 hummingbirds and 53 whales, she was still buzzing and fizzing, and for very good reason. And this very good reason was that Martha couldn't stop thinking about how close Halloween was. It was one of her favourite days of the year. There was always a big party in Foxglove Field, and all the villagers dressed up and played ghoulish games while filling their faces with fiendish food. Martha had already laid out her witch's costume on the end of her bed, and it seemed to be calling to her. Put me on, it called. The spots on her red and purple polka dot dress seemed to be dancing in the moonlight, urging her to put me on, put me on. The stripes on her black and purple tights seemed to be spinning around, urging her to put me on, put me on. And so it was with the silver stars stuck to her raggedy red cape and the purple glitter on her shoes. Put me on, they whispered. Thinking it would be very rude to ignore her costume's calls, Martha scrambled down her bed and changed into her outfit faster than a snake slithering down a slippery pole. Then she raced to the mirror and squashed her hat onto her curly-whirly hair. It had taken her approximately 23 hours to make her hat from a sheet of card and pieces of silver paper she'd cut into moons. But Martha didn't mind how long it had taken, because she loved making things, like witches' hats and lists, and friends and scrambled eggs. And sometimes Martha made mayhem, whether she liked it or not. In fact, that's why her best friend Jack had named her Martha Mayhem, when her actual name was Martha May. For example, one recent pandemonium-packed incident had involved Martha roller skating to school. Roller skating to school doesn't sound particularly pandemonium-packed, but in Martha's world, one thing almost always led to another at considerable speed, much like the wheels of her roller skates. In this particular incident, Martha skidded on a stone, lost control, whizzed round a corner and collided with a poodle. But it wasn't just any poodle. The poodle belonged to her teacher, Miss Parpwell. And unfortunately, the shock of the collision caused the poodle to poop on Miss Parpwell's shoes.